2. Pastel smokes drifted on the cabaret's air. Each smoke, the signature of a table, wafted upward from a table's central vent. Here a pale mauve, across the way a pink as delicate as baby skin, there a green that brought to mind Indian gauze woven of pampas grass. It had just turned 9 p.m., and the cabaret Ashigua, Bahia's finest, had begun its nightly entertainment. Tinkling bell music set a sensuous rhythm for a troupe of dancers posturing in stylized ant costumes. Their fake antennae and mandibles waved through the smokes. Ashigua's patrons occupied low divans. The women were a sprinkling of tropical color as rich as jungle flowers arranged against men in white linen, and here and there, like punctuation marks, the glistening white smocks of banderantes. This was the green area, where banderantes could relax and play after duty in the red jungle or at the barriers. Shop talk and small talk in a dozen languages flowed through the room.
"Tonight I take a pink table for luck. It is the color of a woman's breast, no?"
So I laid down a blanket of fomal, and we went in and cleaned out the whole nest. Mutated ants like they had in the Piratininga. Must have been 10, 20 billion of them right there. Dr. Rin Kelly had listened to the room for 20 minutes, her attention drawn more and more to the tension undercurrents here.
"The new poisons work, yes."
That was a banderante at the table behind her answering the problem of survivors, resistant strains.
"The mop-up is going to be brutal handwork, just like China. They had to get down there and kill the last bugs by hand."
Rin sensed her companion stirring and thought, "He heard." She glanced up from their table's amber smoke, met her escort's almond eyes. He smiled and she thought, as she had many times before, what a distinguished personage was this Dr. Travis Huntington Chen Lu. He was tall with the deep square face of North China, topped by close-cropped hair that was still jet black at 60. He leaned toward her and whispered,
"Nowhere do we escape rumors, huh?"
She shook her head, wondering for perhaps the 10th time why the distinguished Dr. Chen Lu, district director for the International Ecological Organization, had insisted she come here tonight, her first night in Bahia. She had no illusions at all about why he'd ordered her to come down from Dublin. He obviously had a problem which required action by the IEO's espionage arm. As usual, the problem would turn out to involve a man who must be manipulated. Chen Lu had hinted as much during the day's general briefing, but he had yet to name the man upon whom she must ply her wiles.
"They say certain plants are dying out from lack of pollinization."
That was a woman at the table behind her, and Rin stiffened. Dangerous conversation, that. But the banderante directly behind her said, "Back off, doll. You sound like that dame they picked up in Itabuna."
"What dame?"
"She was distributing Carsonite literature right there in the village behind the barrier. Police grabbed her before she'd gotten rid of 20 pieces. They got most of it back. But you know how that stuff is, especially up there near the red." A disturbance erupted at Ashigua's entrance. Cries of, "Johnny! You, Johnny! You lucky dog, Jean!" Rin joined the rest of Ashigua's patrons in turning to stare toward the sound, noting that Chen Lu pretended indifference. She saw that 7 banderantes had stopped just inside the room, as though blocked by the barrage of words. At their head stood a banderante with a group leader's golden butterfly insignia at his lapel. Rin studied him with sudden suspicion, seeing a man of medium height, swarthy skin, wavy black hair. Stocky, but when he moved, there was grace. His body radiated strength. The face was a contrast, narrow and patrician, dominated by a slim nose with pronounced hook. There were señores de ingenio in his ancestry. Obviously. Rin described him to herself as brutally handsome. Again she noted Chen Lu's pose of disinterest and thought,
"So this is why we're here."
The thought made her oddly aware of her own body. She underwent a momentary revulsion at her role, thinking,
"I've done many things and